Hey, good morning. 194 of the Playhouse of the Morning and Flush the Format Friday, obviously. Your picks all morning long at 237 hits in Texas, 35270 as well. So October, apparently a month of roommate breakups, and a large part of it is like the college population, right? Because they get these roommates in like August, and that gave them a solid month, month and a half to be like, you know what? I really don't like you. So of all months, this research found that October has more roommate breakups, meaning that somebody's moving out or they both move out, than any other month. So we thought we would use that to springboard into this question. Worst roommate you ever had your entire life? Roommate horror stories you ever have? A real bad one, Joel D.
Yeah, when I went to school, so my dad, I don't know how he found this because it was the start of the internet, but I went to school in the cities and you could, it was a four-bedroom apartment, but you could rent just the room, and then you only paid your rent. It was a little bit higher, but if somebody ditched out on you, then you didn't have the whole apartment. So anyways, my buddy came up, so he rented a room, I rented a room, and then we had another, and then they would find you a roommate. You know, you kind of filled out a thing or whatever, and they'd find you somebody is what they said. But they got us this guy. His name was Carlos, all right? Carlos, super nice guy. We had a lot of fun. We did a bunch of crazy stuff. But the only thing I didn't like about this guy was the fact that, because you could lock your bedroom door, and then the living room and kitchen and bathrooms were all like, you know, community, whatever. Everybody could use it. But you could lock your bedroom door. So I would lock my bedroom door, and he and my best friend, which I still hate him for this, but they would break in to my bedroom, and then my door, if my door was just open and I wasn't around, he'd go in and he'd take my fingernail clippers, and he would use them on his Shrek toes.
You know, it doesn't seem like something that should feel gross to share with another person, but I probably wouldn't want to share my fingernail clippers with someone's feet.
His feet were disgusting.
Maybe fingers. Feet feels gross.
Feet even more. Like, literally, it was like day two. We were out in the living room playing PlayStation or whatever, and then he comes out, and we're like, hey, what's up? Yeah, come hang out with us. Because we didn't really know him, so we were trying to make friends. And then he came out and didn't have socks on, and I was like, and I am not a feet person, and I was like, it was his toenail. They like grew in.
Ew.
It was gross. And they were like orangish, yellowish, or whatever. Oh, it was gross. And I was like, bro, new rule in the house. Everybody wears socks. And then I had to make a new rule. Nobody uses my fingernail clippers for their toes.
And you know what? That, like, the little dander or whatever, the shrapnel from nails just kind of stays like inside there forever. Cause I don't know if you've ever looked in between, but there's like that powder in there, that dust. So really, I mean, that's been falling into your fingers for years, ever since then. Like, we still have the fingernail clippers, which you seem like the type that does.
I do.
That it's still with you. Like, you carry a piece with him in between your fingernails.
Ew.
At all times. Wow, what a special bond you share.
Oh, nasty.
You're nail dander buddies.
Oh, ew. Nasty. Oh, it's so gross. Why'd you say that?
And at some point, you've probably eaten something after clipping your fingernails, and that means his shrapnel from his toes. Think of the toes.
That's so
it's
gross.
It's been on your food.
No,
it's
you
been
can
in
stop
your mouth.
Now.
He's inside you.
I have a gross story I'll tell off air to you about one time when a stranger's pet egg or whatever they were called, petty egg, opened up on me. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's disgusting. I'm getting like shivers right now. That's disgusting.
He's part of you forever.
That's so gross.
It's just living inside your body somewhere.
Ew.
Oof. Probably growing little fingernails inside your stomach.
Zero, stop.
Yeah, me.
Stop. Oh, that's so gross.
I'll ask Amy. Once I see blood in the water, I don't.
I know. You've touched me with memory foam before. It's disgusting.
Yeah, me. Amy Kay, you ever have a bad roommate? Roommate horror story.
Yeah, I've had many bad roommates, but one, this is when I was in college. I moved in with this woman we all kind of knew. And after I had moved in, she let her niece, who was about my age as well. Mm-hmm. They're not really niece, but that's what she would call her, like it was. And her niece was nice, and we were friends, but she was overly friendly. I like to take baths, and she would just come. I had my own bathroom in my room, so she would come in my room, and she'd say, what are you doing? I'd say, taking a bath. And she said, okay. And she would come in, and she would sit on the floor while I was taking a bath.
No, thank you.
And, like, there's certain people. If my sister sees me naked, I don't care. My mom probably don't care. There's some people I don't care to see naked. Like, you could see me naked. Most of my friends. But this girl, Tiffany, we weren't on that level. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking a bath, and I felt very vulnerable. I'd be like rinsing my hair out, and she would be there. And she was like, do you want me to get a cup for your hair? And I was like, And I was like, no, I got it. And she's like, I could go get you a cup and then you could have fresh water. And I was like, you're acting like I'm a toddler.
She like comes over, she's washing your hair for you.
And I'm like, what are you doing? But she would always come in there when I was taking a bath.
Wait, how old is this person that's in the bathroom with you?
My age. We're the same age.
That's weird. I have never
She might be a couple years older than me, if anything.
Hey, is there room in there for two?
Yeah. Oh.
But I lived upstairs. She had her own bathroom as well. I don't know why. She must have just always been bored. And we were friends. We would hang out. We would go out. We'd get drinks together. But she would always, she like knew. She'd hear the water running. Ah, she's in the bath. And
my bath buddy.
I'd hear her running up the stairs. And she'd be like, what are you doing in there? And I was like, taking a bath.
You didn't have a lock on your bathroom?
I don't. Do you lock the bathroom when you shower? Alone?
If she would continuously come is what I'm saying. Like first time, okay, fine. And then the second time, we'd be like, no, lock the door.
I don't know. I don't lock the door ever.
I would lock the door.
Well, tell that to the universe, Amy.
No, I don't mean like my bathroom door.
Right, right.
Like, I don't know. It was I had the top floor to myself. It was like one of those ceiling, I was all the way up at the top. So I had the weird slanted ceiling.
Right.
But I had that whole upstairs, like loft kind of area, but it was like a whole floor in my own bathroom. It was nice. I thought I was going to get this privacy. And when I first moved in, I loved it. And then she's like, and Tiffany's going to move in with us. And I was like, oh, I've met her before. I know her. That'll be fun. This girl is always in the bath with me. Not
bath
in the tub, in the bathroom.
You were bath buddies, what you were. I was in a movie, an amateur film once called Bath Buddies. Made a lot of money, but had to do things that I regret. Roommate Horror Stories, 237, it's text 3527. Now, Ryan Cabrera on the way down Y94. Think about your roommate horror stories. Y94, bad roomie?
Well, there's a list, but here's what I'll tell you. The best one was my freshman year of college. I had a roommate from Eastern Pennsylvania, and he used to live on the top floor of a barn at his house. So he was also on the track team, and he would go out running and come back and wouldn't shower. His idea of a shower was standing under cold water. And I kind of forgot he also used to like to sit and eat cookies on the toilet. But he blamed me for the room smelling because we had to keep the windows open during the winter. And, you know, winters aren't cold, so we had to keep it open, and then we had to meet with, like an RA, but the person who oversees the RAs, and he blamed it on me leaving the cap off my deodorant. Like, deodorant is going to cause that bad of a stink.
So there's a lot of things wrong with this situation, but I got to tell you, I don't know why. But there's something about just the imagery of somebody sitting on the toilet munching down on like a package of cookies. It feels very serial killery to me, and I don't know why.
I'm trying to think if I've ever eaten food on the toilet. I don't think I've never done that. Like, I might have had a drink or something, like a water, and then you just bring it in. You take a drink, and then you put it down on the vanity or whatever. That's kind of creepy.
Like first of all, how long are you spending in there that you need to bring rations? But like to be sitting there with a sleeve of Oreos feels a little weird. Would you ever eat cookies sitting on the toilet?
I don't know about cookies, but I think I've probably ate on the toilet. I've ate in the bathtub.
Different.
I've done that too, yeah.
Yeah, different.
How is it different though?
Because you're in a bathtub.
You're completely naked. Ain't a body of water eating.
Wait, that's how you take baths?
But
I wear a suit in mine.
You don't think that's weird? At least you're half-dressed.
But baths aren't... Like, a toilet is like a utility item, right? You're supposed to get in, get out, get on with your day. Kind of like anytime fitness, it's anytime toilet. But with the tub, there's a lot of people, and you're one of these people, where it's like a leisure item. You're not just there to like clean yourself. You're there to relax, listen to music, hang out for a while, talk with your friend's niece, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, eating in there doesn't seem as weird to me. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. There's a video of me eating pizza in a bathtub. Well, it was an ice bath, but yeah, I've eaten in a bathtub before.
I'm trying to think, like, what I have ate while I've gone to the bathroom. I'm sure I have.
Listen, if I had a weekend where my wife was like, the girls and I are going to go do this, it's girls' weekend, you're not invited, I would put on Y94, I'd turn down the lights, give me a little bubble bath going, get me some Dwayne's House of Pizza, Domino's, something like that, Pizza Patrol maybe, and I would sit there and I would eat pizza while sitting in the bathtub listening to Y94, listening to, in the evening, the night show's probably on because it's late, listen to Elliot's sweet little voice. Oh, I'd just be sitting there eating my pizza naked. That'd be great. That sounds wonderful.
Like, how long do you stay in, though? Or do you, like, let the tub run a little bit and keep
it warm? For the utility tub?
Yeah, the utility tub.
Oh, gosh, good 90 minutes.
Yeah?
Well, no, utility tub's about 30 seconds. I'm sorry, leisure tub's 90 minutes.
Oh, okay. There's a difference. Utility tub and leisure tub.
Because utility tub, you're just getting in to bathe.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you should have showered.
It is weird. It's not like you're a child or anything. If you're taking a bath, it's definitely leisure.
It's leisure.
No, I prefer baths over showers, especially as a female, because then I'm sitting there and it's easier to shave my legs. Showering and shaving your legs, and I have to bend down. I get a head rush. Yeah. I hate it.
For when I'm shaving my legs, I prefer to be in a bathtub for sure.
I mean, it makes sense. You always have the water available. You shave, rinse, just dunk your leg. Shave, lift your leg, shave, dunk your leg, rinse. You use shaving cream. See, I don't use shaving cream.
I have to balance on one leg?
No, when you're in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
He's just trying to teach you how to shave your legs.
I'm an expert.
You can't teach me how to shave. My knees are the worst. Even after all these years, I still have trouble with my knees.
You have hairy knees?
No, I don't have hairy knees, but I always get like a cut or something.
Little known Amy K fact. Horribly hairy knees. So hairy.
Just the knees.
Are we seeing some more roommate horror stories?
Yeah, someone said my doormate would sleep in his clothes and one day he took his shoes off. The room stunk so bad. Someone else said, I went away for 2 weeks for my job and my roommate didn't do any of the dishes or take out the garbage. When I got back, there were maggots.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Someone else said, these are all like guys that seem to be dirty. Someone said he was leaving dirty plates in his bed. He'd cover them with his sheets. And then when he would go to sleep, he would just kick the plates and wouldn't bother to clean them.
So random.
What did you think was the end game there? How are these going to get magically cleaned?
I bet you he had a mom who constantly cleaned up after him.
They always it's the elves come and take care of it. So, your roommate horror story, if you got one, 237, it's text 35270. What I got? Flush Format Friday. Y94, Playhouse in the Morning, Zero, Amy, Joel, D on this Flush Format Friday. Your next chance to pick your purse at 8:10 today, also 11:10 and 1:10. Been talking roommate horror stories, and we're getting tons.
And someone said, my roommate never wanted to take their dog outside in the winter, so they would just let it use and go to the bathroom in the apartment. It was so gross. Someone else said, my roommate ended up getting kicked out when we were in college for failing. And the night before she left, she got super drunk, threw up everywhere, and left it for me to clean.
Yum.
So gross.
And someone else said, too many to count. They used my salad bowl and ladle to mix concrete, broke every single piece of glassware I owned, threw out an unopened box from Amazon that had my Christmas present from my brother, let my indoor cat out on purpose multiple times. I ordered a pizza. They picked it up and were going to put it in the fridge for me. They dropped the box so it landed face down on the ground and they left it that way in the fridge and never apologized for any of the mentioned incidents.
Boy, you can mess with a lot of things, but you don't touch somebody's pizza.
Yeah, you don't mess with a college roommate's pizza, food, anything like that.
Don't like that. Roommate horror story. You ever have a real bad roommate? You have a story like that?
Oh, God. Yes, I do.
What happened?
So this was freshman year of college. Just moved in, just met my roommate. And the thing is, it wasn't my roommate that was the issue. It was a friend of ours that ended up becoming like a third roommate and staying in our dorm.
So what did they do?
So about a month into school, we found out that her dad was dealing drugs. And she was actually, so while we left her unattended in our room, unbeknownst to us, she was going through our stuff and stealing money from my roommate. Well, she didn't want to admit she was doing that, so she convinced someone else that it was me stealing from my roommate. And we had to meet with the RA and everything, and it ended up, completely ruining our friendship because at this point, we were just trying to, develop friendship. It was going really great. And then everything just went downhill from there. I moved out of the room. I moved across the hall because the room had just become open. But yeah, pro tip, don't make friends with people who are dealing drugs in college.
You know, that's good life advice right there. Thank you for the story. That is good life advice.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. Don't have roommates that deal drugs. I mean, I feel like, yeah, they're always going to lie, probably steal your stuff.
And, you know, there's probably drugs around.
There's probably drugs around.
That also. Bad roomie stories. What you got, Amy Kay?
Someone said, it's my current roommate. He has a pet lizard, and he dropped the lizard's food supply of roughly 800 crickets in our apartment.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Can you imagine knowing there's that many crickets around? But what you do is you let the lizard loose. Eventually, he's going to get them.
I don't think they're fast.
Oh, but he's going to, obviously, they eat in the wild.
Eventually. 800 crickets.
It might take him a minute.
Yeah, you just put a bunch of those sticky things out and let them get stuck, and then the lizard would probably eat it and get its tongue stuck on the sticky pad.
Yeah, can you imagine 800 crickets hopping around your place?
Oh, that'd be
so many.
That's just creepy thinking about it. Like, I don't mind crickets. I mean, cockroaches, that's kind of disgusting. And crickets,
cockroaches are 100% disgusting.
Oh, yeah, they're disgusting. But I'm saying, like, cricket, like, would you rather have a cockroach or a cricket loose in your apartment?
I mean, none of them are good. A lot of it's really bad.
Mm-mm.
Your roommate horror story, 237. Etsy, text us 3527. And when you have a real bad roommate. Flush Format Friday, Real McCoy, another night. Y94 Morning Playhouse. Your roommate horror story. Hello. Hello?
Yeah, so it was my college roommate. And what she would do is say things that happened to her that were, like, really weird, but just, like, casually say it in conversation. And you just weren't, like, mentally prepared for what she was going to say.
Okay.
So, like, my favorite one that she did, because she did this quite a few times, but my favorite one was, it was, like, after class. I was already at our apartment, like, just watching TV or whatever in the living room. And she came in from class, and, you know, I was like, hey, how's your day? And she's like, oh, it was okay. I got hit by two cars, though, while I was walking. But other than that, it was fine.
What?
And I was like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, like, the first one was, like, backing out of a spot in the parking deck and, like, hit me. And then the other one, I was, like, crossing the sidewalk, or crossing, like, from the one side of the sidewalk to the other, and they ran mm-hmm. a stop sign and, like, clipped my leg, but I'm okay, so it's fine. And I was like, are you sure you're okay? You just got hit by two cars today.
Like, who just casually is just like, yeah, you know, the weather was nice today, and it had kind of a long day at work. I got hit by two cars. Like, wait, why am I?
Yeah, what?
Hey, you hit by two cars in one day.
Excuse me, do they not have safety town? Is that a thing? Do you know what I'm talking when I say safety town? Where
nope.
They teach you as a kid to, like, look before you cross a street. I'm sure driver's ed, you have that up here.
What is safety town? Did you go to this place?
Yeah, safety town. You got to ride little bicycles. Remember the Hot Wheel, or what was it? What was those?
The big wheel?
Yeah, the big wheels. Yeah, you do that and you drive around. And then they had, like, stores and buildings set up, and then you had, like, street lights, and you pretended, like, and it was just in a large parking lot, and you were as a kid, and there would be a ton of kids there.
Were there other kids, or was it just you?
No, it was a ton of kids. It's called Safety Town. Look it up. It was the best time of my life, and they teach you how to cross, how to drive at an early age, too, because you're riding on the little bikes. So then you do that. You come up to the stop sign. You got to stop. You got to let the pedestrian go across the street, and then that pedestrian has to look left and right. So I feel like her roommate definitely missed out on
a little bit, like a place you send a kid that's been hit by a car twice.
Yeah.
No, that's
you need
how
to
you
go
don't.
To safety towns where you gotta go. Any other roommate horror stories?
Yeah, somebody said, my roommate ended up getting a girlfriend and she had this terrible voice. They would watch every episode of Friends in order all day, every day. And every time the theme song played, they would sing along at the top of their lungs. Someone else said, I don't think my roommate thought it was possible to flush the toilet. He would just keep going in there almost every day. Never once then would even try to clean the toilet. I would always have to flush it. It was so disgusting.
Yeah. Roomie horror story?
My sister, she was very interesting. We used to fight all the time. She was very controlling. Didn't want me to share the room. It got to be trying at times.
She didn't want you in there, like, all the time, or?
No, she didn't want me in there when she had her friends in there. She didn't want me on her side of the room. No, don't step a foot across this line.
You got the masking tape lying there. This is your side. This is my side. Hey, 7:45 in the morning. It is a Flush the Format Friday. 8:10, your next chance to pick your person. A TRQ, totally random question after Spice. Girls say you'll be there. Y94 Morning Playhouse.